Let's take a look at an overview of what we're going to do in this lab. In this lab, we're going to learn how to create activities, both using the Workflow Designer in XAML and also C# code. We'll learn how to test and run activities using two different models, the Workflow Invoker and Workflow Application. We'll learn about how to pass in and out arguments through a workflow. We'll also learn how to use expressions and variables. And we'll get a little bit on some of the basic activities like sequence, write line, assign, and if. And then we'll also learn how to load and run an activity from a XAML file. There are 7 exercises in this lab, and as I said, you can start with any of them at any point if you like. At the bottom of each page in the lab, there's a link that says Next Step, so we'll click that to go to Exercise 1. And we see here that Exercise 1 is pretty simple. We're going to create a very simple business process that just says Hello Workflow 4, kind of the Hello World of Workflow. And then we'll verify it to see that it's working properly. So here in this task, we're going to do the equivalent of this C# code using Workflow. So I see that I've got Workflow 1 open already, so let's bring this down so we can see it. Now, we need to add a write line activity to our workflow. This design surface allows us to run activities. So I need to show the toolbox here. And then I can drop the write line activity. Now you'll notice that it asked me to enter an expression, and not just any kind of expression, a VB expression. Yes, this is a C# project, so you're not seeing things incorrectly. It is asking for a VB expression. The VB team has provided in their compiler a way for Workflow to hand an expression to VB. They compile it in memory and return us an expression that we can invoke. This is a powerful capability because it allows us to do a lot of interesting things. So as I put my cursor in here and start editing, I'm going to do a quoted string. Now you can see the icon is red here because we're getting a compile error. And it's telling me that I have to end with a double quote. Okay, great. Let's put in our expression, Hello Workflow 4. Now, because this is VB, I could concat this with something else. Like I can use the concat operator, and now I get IntelliSense over VB, and you can see it's VB IntelliSense because it shows generics with activity of and so forth. All right, we'll get rid of that. There's our expression, Hello Workflow 4. Now let's go on to the verification. So this little screenshot here shows me what I should see when we run this. So let's start without debugging. And we see Hello Workflow 4. That's it for Exercise 1.